Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gallus Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. James Brown, a.k.a. Clint Sweat. All right, we're back. Another episode. Just me by myself here talking shit. Real quick, before we get into the episode, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to this episode. Today is Tuesday, April 14th. Today is Tuesday, April 14th when you listen to this episode. I am dropping the show tomorrow. I'm dropping Side by Side tomorrow. So what I need y'all to do is help hook me up. You know, get your click the link in the details. And I want you to watch the episode of Joy. Episode 1 of Side by Side is coming tomorrow. So I'm excited. I can't wait to drop this shit. Shout out to Jasmine St. Clair. Shout out to Tony Chenault and everybody else. All right, that's it. Kiara, I fucking see you, all right? My little sister keeps saying hello on Instagram. God damn it. See, I see you, all right? I fucking see you. I'm doing my job. Mind your business. Shut up and watch. That's how I talk to my little sister. I'm sorry. I love her. But that's how I talk to her. Anyway, let's talk. Let's talk. All right. You know, I miss macking. I've been talking about this for the past couple days. I miss macking. I miss being a fucking Mac. All right. I miss being a Mac. And I'm going to explain why I miss being a Mac. All right. See, when we was growing up, man, you had about 8 seconds to say what you had to say to a woman before she's like, you know what, Back in the day, our big brothers and our big cousins could mac, all right? They had women. But it wasn't the fact that they had women. It was the fact that they got women. How did they get women? By being a mac. Macking was a big thing in the 90s, all right? What Foxy Brown say? Oh, you don't know that I be macking? You know what I mean? I should have started. Macking was life. Macking was a way. And why? The question is, why did we stop macking? That's what I want to know. Why did we stop macking, fellas? Why don't we mac no more? Why don't, like, remember back in the, like, niggas used to be like, yo, man, what you about to do? I'm about to go out and I'm about to go get my Mac on. Why don't we go get our Mac on anymore? I don't remember the last time me and my, now, mind you, I'm 32, so I'm not, you know, I'm not really, I mean, I'm macking, but I'm not macking, if that makes sense. But I don't know about y'all, but when I was 19 years old, I have a best friend, two best friends, Dom Lewis, John Hill. All right, Dom Lewis, John Hill. We go down to South Street. If you live in Philly, you know what I'm talking about. We go into South Street, we putting on our best outfits, and we getting our Mac on. Now, we didn't have social media back then. I think MySpace had just started. Facebook had just became a thing. So we weren't really getting our Mac on. I mean, we wasn't really getting our Mac on online. But back then, we used to literally walk up to women and get our Mac on. All right? And the question is, why don't you motherfuckers do that no more? Just because social media is around doesn't mean that you don't see. Like, I'm going to tell you this right now. Fellas, when's the last time you seen a girl out in public? And you're like, damn, she's fine. When's the last time you was out in public? You're like, damn, she's fine. All right? And you know what you would do? See, women think that macking is not easy. Women think macking is easy. You know why women think macking is easy? Because all they see is what we say or do when we walk up to you. You don't know the courage it took to even get to the point to talk to you. When we was macking, you don't know how much our homeboys had to hype us up. All right? My friends used to hype me up all the time. Yo, Clint, get her. There she go, Clint. That's right there for you. Right there for you. I never forget. I was so bad at macking, right? I was a kid, right? True story. I'll never forget this shit. I'd never forget. My boy Malik used to always dare me into doing shit that he couldn't do. My boy Malik, his name is LV the Rebel on Instagram. My boy Malik, he used to always hype me up. Like if I was Chuck D, he was Flavor Flav. If I was Busta Rhymes, he was Spliff Star. Like, Clint, go out there, you reel him in, and then I come, you know what I'm saying? So I never forget, man, it was this one girl that walked down the street, man, and nigga, I followed her, and when I walked up to her, all I could say was, hey, pretty baby with the high heels on, because I thought Michael Jackson was the epitome of macking, because he walked down the street and was chasing his chick and was, so I'm doing the same thing. It's a bad idea. Now, needless to say, I didn't get a number. She was looking at me like, boy, what the fuck are you doing? She didn't even have high heels on. Like, I could have chose a better song. Like, it was awful. That was the worst macking that I'd ever done. And women are probably listening to this podcast like, yeah, Clint, that's pretty bad. You know what I'm saying? But then I got older, and I learned how to mac. Fellas, this episode is for you. Fellas, I'm going to teach you how to mac in real life, and I'm going to teach you how to mac on social media. Fellas, I'm going to teach you. Welcome to Macking 101. I'm going to teach the macking. Now, ladies, if you are listening to this in your living room, your dining room, you know, or your kitchen or your bedroom, I'm teaching macking. Ladies, please do me a favor and confirm that I'm right when I say these things, all right? Confirm that I'm right when I say these things on how to mac you. Fellas, take notes, all right? Pull out your pen, pull out your pad, let's go to work. Here we go, macking 101. First of all, fellas, how you gonna mac and you don't even got the right gear on? Let's start there. You niggas be trying to mac, and we're talking real life right now. No social media, real life. You be trying to mac and don't have the right gear on. Now, I'm not saying you got to be decked out head to toe. I'm not saying you got to look like a million bucks. I'm not saying that you got to be, you know, but you know, I know myself. I could go outside and go to the store and wear something decent. Here's what I go to the store in. I go in the store with some Chuck Taylors. Black sweats. Now, Chuck Taylors are black and white. Black sweats, white t-shirt on. If I got a haircut, I'm showing my cut. If I'm not, I got the hat on, all right? Now, you look, but your clothes are clean. If you go to Mac, make sure your clothes are clean. I want you to take time, fellas, to understand hygiene is the biggest form of macking, all right? You can't mac if your breath stinks. You can't mac if you don't got no, if your clothes are dirty. You can't mac if you look like you, if there's dust balls in your beard, all right? So remember Kanye said, you know, I can't even go to store, you know, I can't go without a shirt with a team or some ones that's clean. It seems we live in the American dream. The people's, you get what I'm saying? You need a nice shirt on, nice, look presentable. Not saying you gotta look A1, but make sure you are put together. Women, that's the first thing they notice. Are you put together? What are your sneaks? What are your shorts? What are your shirt? What are your beard? What is your hat? Give me that. That's number one. So you gotta have your hygiene in check. So fellas, when we hyping each other up the Mac, yo, hey bro, let me smell your breath. Let's go get you some gum real quick. Oh, here. All right? You want to be fresh. You don't want to be macking with hot-ass breath. Ain't nothing worse. Ladies, am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong? Ladies, there's nothing worse than a guy who is macking you with some hot-ass fucking breath. How you doing today, girl? How you doing today, girl? You sexy as shit. No. 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 No, no, no. And you wonder why she turning you down. She didn't turn you down because you was ugly. She didn't turn you down because she didn't think you was good looking. She didn't turn you down because you said the wrong thing. She turned around because the first thing she smelled was your goddamn breath.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
That's the first thing. She like, hi. Oh. Hi. She looking like she doing the coronavirus shit before you even. She gotta wear a mask to talk to you, nigga. All right, come on. That's number one, fellas. Hygiene. You can't mac unless you got good hygiene. Okay. All right. Now we're past that. All right. Now somebody on my live said you need cologne. I don't think you need cologne. Cologne is like extra credit. Cologne is extra credit. If you have cologne on and you smell good, nigga, plus 8. If you don't smell good, but you just, you know, you took a shower, good job. But cologne gets you extra credit. Cologne is like, if she can smell, and if it doesn't smell like you're trying to cover up BO. If you're going to wear cologne, women love, like, bro, there's nothing, yo, bro, I'm going to tell you something, fellas. There is nothing more sexier to a woman than a guy who smells good. They get out the elevator and they still smell you. Ladies, we talking about macking? We talking about macking. Let's go. Scent. All right. So yes, cologne is dope. Cologne is an extra, but fellas, I'm not saying you need that. And fellas, if you want some of my cologne suggestions, send me a DM. I got you. You ain't gonna be out here smelling like me, but I got some good smelling cologne. That's, first of all, fellas, do you know you can get good cologne from like Burlington Coat Factory or TJ Maxx? Like you could get name brand designer cologne for like $20, a big ass bottle from Marshall's for like $20. All right, you don't have to go get YSL from fucking Neiman Marcus. You could get you a nice Burberry cologne that smells good from fucking, you know, Marshalls, TJ Maxx, whatever. But, or Ross, or Kohl's, all right? Fellas, I know you, listen, you can do this. All right, now, chapter 2, we're off hygiene. Now, we're on approach. Approach, fellas. Your approach is very, 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 very serious, all right? Your approach is going to get you either a conversation or shot down immediately. Let me tell you what you're not going to do. Fellas, please stop doing this. She walks past you, all right? She walks past you. You see her. She sees you. She's down the street. Now you like, yo. First of all, her name ain't yo. All right. I sound like an old ass man when I say shit like that, but that's the truth. Her name ain't yo. Her name not yo. Her name ain't baby. Her name ain't A. I never forget when I was younger, I tried to talk to a girl. I was like, hey, you know what she said to me? She looked at me, she turned around and said, B, nigga. Now get the fuck away from me. I kept saying, I was like, hey. She's like, B. Now leave me the fuck alone. I love Philly women. Oh God, y'all make me so happy. Come on. None of that. No more. None of that. Your approach, all right? If you see her, you approach her. Now, fellas, you gotta scope the scene. Trying to talk to a girl is like jumping in the double dutch rope at the right time. All right. If you jump in at the right time, here you go. R-E-E-B-O-K. Do your foot see the Reebok. Don't ask me how I know that. I got a sister. All right. Please. All right. Please. Know your surroundings. If she's on the phone, mind your business. All right? If she's on the phone, mind your fucking business. There's nothing more rude than you trying to talk to a girl and she's on the phone. Hey, can I? Nigga, what? I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. Don't do that. All right? Don't do that. Another thing, scope the scene, fellas. Know your surroundings.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Before you shoot your shot, wait a second. You never know who she's with. All right? Before you shoot your shot, you never know who she's with. All right? Now, because your approach is different depending on who she's with. If she's with a man, I'm not approaching you at all. Unless said man is walking around in some fucking coochie cutter or dick cutter shorts or whatever he got. Unless he's walking around with some coochie cutters and he got on some flip-flops, I would approach you in front of your gay friend, but I'm not approaching you in front of no, you know, all right? So please watch who she's with, all right? Because now here's what's about to happen next. Fellas, how you shoot your shot, whether she's by herself or whether she's with a friend, that this is how you win. Fellas, if she's by herself, all bets are off. Shoot your best, do your best game, and I'll tell you exactly what to say in chapter 3. But if she's with her girlfriend, you must. When I say, fellas, you must acknowledge her friend. You have to acknowledge her friend. And I don't mean acknowledge her and say she's beautiful or blah, blah, blah. Be funny, dog. Say something funny to the friend. Like me, this is what I would do. Here we go. Role play. Here we go. This is me. You with your friends, or you with your friend. It's you. And it's your friend. Here's what I'm doing. I'm walking up to the friend first. Excuse me. How you doing? My name is Clint. All right. I'm not even going to lie. I'm just saying hi to you so I can talk to your friend. Do I have your permission? Yes, no, or boy, get the fuck out of here. I probably won't say fuck, but I'll say, boy, get out of here. Now, I included her friend saying something funny. Her friend's going to be like, her girlfriend looking, the girl that you try to holler at, she like, okay. Friend, her friend like, look, do your best. You got to acknowledge the friend. A lot of times what you do is you be leaving the friend hanging. So now the girl don't want to talk to you because she's going to feel like, oh man, like my friend is left out. Fellas, you got to acknowledge the friend. Fellas, I know you don't like this. I know you don't like this. But if you at a bar, you better send her and her friend a drink. If you're at a bar, you better send her and her friend a drink. I know you don't like it. Nigga, I don't like it. But I don't make the rules. I just follow them. All right? You don't like it. But you gotta send her friend a drink. If you have any chance, you gotta send both of them a drink. Ladies, is that facts? I'm let it breathe for a moment. But that's fact. You gotta buy her a drink. See? Now look, niggas is like, wait a minute. Paige, about forever, whatever your name is. Are you a man or a woman? I can't see your thing. See? All the niggas is like, nah, I'm not doing that. That's broke shit, fellas. We're not saying you got to buy an expensive drink. You can afford two drinks, dog. If you out and you with your... Nigga, you can afford two drinks. You can afford two fucking Hennessy's. You can... if you can't afford two Hennessy's, beat it. She don't want to talk to you anyway. You should be able to afford two fucking Moscow Mules. Find out what she's drinking. Find out what her friend's drinking. I know niggas is like, nah. Fellas, hear me out. Hear me out. Here's why you do that. Fellas, it's two against one. It's two against one. If it's just you and it's two of them, fellas, you have to acknowledge her friend. That's rude. Even if you're just going over to talk and say, hi, how you doing? You have to talk to both of them. You know? So, fellas, I hear you. It's not, you're like, it's not fair. It's bullshit. It is kind of. Yeah, I get that. But I don't make the rules. But you have to buy the friend a drink. Now, if it's three or more, you don't have to do that. All right? So I draw the line at two women. Third woman pays for her own drink. So if it's three women, you know what? I take that back. If it's three women, you can buy three drinks. That's extra credit. Three drinks is extra credit, but if it's three of them, just grab the one you want and do what you need to do. But I'm not buying three drinks, but you don't have to do that. If it's three of them, you'll get extra cool points, but they'll understand because here's why. Three is a crowd. When you talking to the one friend, the other two friends can still occupy themselves. Y'all not, fellas. Come on, man. This is free game. This is free game I'm giving y'all. This is free motherfucking game I'm giving y'all. Fellas, the reason why you don't have to buy three drinks, I'm breaking it down. You buy the one girl you want to drink and you get her attention. The other two can occupy themselves. When it's two women, if you're talking to her friend, what the fuck is the other girl going to do? Especially if you don't have a wingman. Especially if you don't have a fucking wingman. If you don't have a wingman, fellas, you can't, nothing you can do. Nah, Clint, buy all my friends drinks, two or six. You done lost your fucking mind if you think I'm buying six drinks. I'm not buying six drinks. You kiss my ass. If I'm buying six drinks, all of y'all fucking. Now, how about that? Cash me outside. If I buy all your friends drinks, all of y'all coming home with me. Yeah, but we don't get down like that. I don't give a fuck. All of y'all, come on. Let's go. Let's go. Look. If I'm buying six women drinks, all of y'all fucking. Everybody. Line it up. Line it up. Line it the fuck up. That's what we used to say in Philly back in the day when niggas used to rumble. All of y'all can line it the fuck up. All right. So there's that. So now, fellas, okay. So I told you how to holler at a girl with a friend. All right. Your approach has to be very fucking, you got to be direct. You got to know what you want, but you also have to acknowledge the friend. All right. Friends must be acknowledged. If friends aren't acknowledged, you have no shot because they are the keeper to their girlfriends. All right. Listen, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, if you acknowledge the friend, what's going to happen is her friend is going to have good things to say about you. All right. Her friend's going to have good things to say about you. Oh, girl, he was cool. You should go out with him. When her girlfriend's vying for you, you have a better shot, fellas. Why make it harder on yourselves when you can just make it simple? It could all be so simple. The women, the women, the women. But you rather make it hard. Come on, man. Anyway, now, let's keep going. Chapter 3, what to say? What to say? This is the moment we've all been waiting for. Fellas, you mackin', what do you say? You got her, she's by herself, you got her attention, you got the right sneaks on, you got the right gear on, you smell good, you look good. What do you say? What do you say? All right. Fellas, I know all of y'all out there aren't comedians. I'm a natural funny guy. So talking to women is not outside of my comfort zone. It's easy for me to talk to women because I know at the end of the day, humor wins. But all you niggas ain't funny. All of you niggas not funny. Shit, sometimes I'm not funny. I'm not funny. Here's what always wins. All right? Straight to the point. How you doing? My name is Devon. All right? I'm from the 757. All right, listen, bottom line, I'm not walking over here because I think you got nice shoes on. I'm walking over here because I think you're fine. And all I want to know is, when are you free? When are you free? Not even to go on a date. Let's just have a conversation. When are you free? That's it. Listen, this is for the niggas who ain't funny. You be direct. You be honest. You walk up and you say what exactly you're here for. See, the thing is, women can smell bullshit from a mile away. So you walk up to a girl and you're like, damn, yo, it's nice weather we're having out here. Nigga, bye. Fuck the weather. Why are you here? Women want to know, why are you here? What do you want? That's women's main question. What do you want? What do you want? So many niggas, listen, LL Cool J said this best. I tell you, come here, you say, meet me halfway. That's not the best part of the line. Because brothers been popping that yang all day. Brothers been popping that yang all day. Which means, fellas, women, you got to remember, the average good looking, the average woman gets about 4 or 5 guys trying to holler at them per fucking day in the summertime if they're outside all day. If a girl is fine and she's outside all day, 3 or 4 niggas have definitely tried to shoot their shot. What makes you special?
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step 4, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Oh, I know what makes you special. You know what? I know what makes you special. Being direct, being honest. I'm not here. I'm not coming here to lie to you. Let's start off right. Let's start off right. How you doing? All right. Much love from France. Sup, Frenchman? How you doing? But yeah, women want direct. Now, you ain't got to be too direct. You don't got to be too direct. Don't be going up to women talking about, don't try to be me and going up to women talking about something, yo, so what? Don't be disrespectful. Be direct. Tell women what you're doing. Hey, I'm here to talk to you. I think you're beautiful and I would love to get to know you. Bottom line, I don't know shit about you. I don't know nothing of you, what you're doing, but I will say I'm interested. That's it. And you know when you're direct, you know what happens when you're direct, fellas? When you're direct, what's up, Rashad? When you're direct, you get a direct answer. When you are direct, you get a direct answer. You don't get a ah. You don't get a mm. You don't get a, you know what I'm saying? You don't get a ah. You don't get a mm. You don't get a maybe. When you direct, when you are direct, women, that's it. That's it. You know why being direct? I'm gonna tell y'all another reason why being direct works. Oh my God, man, because they don't feel like nothing. Women, I learned this, fellas, in my journey of this podcast, fellas. I'm here to teach you. Women like to feel special in all facets. Women like to feel special. If you're going up to a chick with the same old corny, tired-ass line, she does not feel special. You know what she feels like? You do this to all these chicks. You can't keep your dick in your pants. But if you walk up to a girl and tell her, hey, my name's Clint. I'm from Philly. I'm coming to get you. I think you're fine. You sound sincere. You sound like you meant that shit. You sound like you really believe that she's like, I'm fine. And then you know what's even worse? If you tell a girl she's fine on a day when she don't got no makeup on and she just... I know I don't charge on Instagram or I don't be like, when I'm on live, I be like, here's my Cash App. You niggas need to tip me for this shit. You niggas need to tip me for this shit. Fellas, that's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do. And you niggas make it difficult because you're overthinking it. Don't overthink it. Fellas, if you're watching this right now, fellas, I want you to do me a favor. Fellas, I want you to write your name in the comments if I don't know you. All right? Dog, women know when you doing this. Fellas, write your name. Because I want see, women do daily affirmations, right? Women do daily affirmations. My boy Rodney is on live. I've known Rodney since we was in sixth grade. All right. I want y'all, listen, my name Rodney. And I'm going, like, before you talk to her, fellas, my name is Michael. My name is Rashad. My name is Lonzo. And I'm not coming to play. When are you free? My name is Lonzo. And I'm not coming to fucking play. I'm here to take you out. That's the energy we on in 2020, fellas. When we get out this quarantine, we walking up to women, we being respectful, we like, yo, my name is Lonzo. When are you, I think you fine, when are you free? Bottom line, we not playing no games, we not saying that my dom, I just dropped my dom, you know, we not saying you from Tennessee because you only Tennessee, we on being direct. I'm not here to play. I'm not here to fucking play. And after I'm about to drop the gem of the fucking century. Fellas, step four of Mackin. Step four, chapter four, verse 3. Clint Coley says this. Fellas, after you get the number, be consistent. Follow through. You ask when she's free. She told you when she was free. Do something about it. You got her attention now. Do something about it. Do something with it. Be consistent. Be the man you were when you approached her. What are we talking about, y'all? What are we talking about, y'all? And motherfuckers be talking about some, oh man, this podcast, I don't know. Nigga, this is how you mac in real life. That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do. Do you know how easy this shit is? Fellas, I just broke it down. Man, I'm getting hot up in here, man. Somebody need to fan me. I need to be fanned. All right? Somebody said I look like Stymie from the Little Rascals. Because bald head, you know. But I'm talking, man. You niggas, just be consistent. It's easy. All right? Now. Let's say, fellas, you meet a chick, you think she's fine, and you macked her, y'all went out, and you know what? You're like, you know what? This ain't working. Fellas, just be respectful and be honest. You ain't got a ghost, all right? Tell the truth. Just be like, hey, look, hey, I don't feel it between us. No harm, no foul, bro. It's okay. But you tried, and you live another day to Mac. You live another day to Mac, all right? You live another day to Mac. That's it. It's okay. And fellas, I'm gonna go back to step three. Let's say you go up to a woman and you're direct and you got energy. You're like, yo, what's up? My name's Clint. I'm from Philly, blah, blah, blah. I think you fine, blah, 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 right? And if she tells you, hey, I'm just not interested, you know what? Fellas, it's okay. There's no need to cuss her out. There's no need to be upset. There's no need to be fighting. There's no need to be calling her all types of names and talking about her shoes and this like that because 5 minutes ago, you liked the shoes. Don't do that. Don't be childish. She turned you down. It's okay. It's going to be another guy the next day, another woman the next day. It's okay. Fellas, I want you to win. I want you to win. And part of winning is knowing when to take the L and move on. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. All right? You don't gotta be that nigga. Be a man. Every nigga wanna be grown. You wanna be a grown ass man. You wanna be a grown ass man until she tell you no. And now you wanna act like a fucking child and throw a goddamn temper tantrum. All right? Come on, man. She say, nah. She say, you know, hey, it's not a good time for me. You know what, you're right. You're right. I appreciate that. Thank you. Have a good day. It's good to meet you. That's it. That lets her know that your macking was genuine. You wasn't just hot. It's okay. Move on. Everybody get told no. I still get told no. You know? I don't mac everybody just because I got these steps. These are steps that so you don't, so you're not losing. Then you're not always going to win. This is not a foolproof plan. This is not a foolproof plan, fellas. She may not like your ass, or she may not think you good looking. And that's okay. That's okay. You know, you're a good dude, man. And be a good dude. Don't let the fact, now, if she's, and also, fellas, if she's disrespectful to you, you don't even need to, don't even dignify that with a response. All right? You a man. Be the bigger man. Walk away. All right. Now, I'm about to tell you now, fellas. So now I understand that this is 2020. And I understand that we're not always macking in person. We're going to tell you how to mac a girl in her DMs. DM macking. Here we go. This is how you mac in the DMs. All right? Whether it be Twitter, whether it be Instagram, whether it be Facebook, but mainly Instagram. Don't be a creep on LinkedIn, my nigga. Don't DM on LinkedIn. That's not the place. All right? That's not the place. Take your pen and pad out, fellas. Here we go.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Here's how you Mac from the house. Fellas, there's a girl on IG you got a crush on. There's a girl on IG you got a crush on. You got a crush on her. You think she's cute. But she don't even know you exist. All right? She doesn't know you exist. That's step one. DM Mac at number one is she has to know you exist. Now, here's how you let women know you exist, all right? Way number one, you make good comments on her pictures. I don't mean stupid comments, good comments. Something as simple as, this is a nice picture. That's it. That's it. You're consistent. Say nice things under the picture. Don't be a creep. Don't be a creep. Say nice things. Now she's getting, you do it. And you don't do it on every picture. Mix it up a little bit, all right? She posts up. See, the thing is, the problem is with DMs, niggas are playing the short game. And you can't play the short game in the DM. You got to play the long game. You can't just automatically just slide and say, hey, No. That don't work for you. Somebody said build a rapport. Yes. Laugh with her online. That's your online friend now. She posted something on her story. Laugh at it. Laugh at her jokes. She ain't that funny. But you're letting her know I see you. Now she sees you too. All right. Now, step two. You've built the rapport, fellas. You've built the rapport. The best way to slide in a DM is this, all right? You're not ready to slide in DM yet. You've built the rapport. Step two is now you have, to me, this is how I do it. Respond to the story. Wait until she posts something that is interesting, not about men, not about, you know what I mean? Just respond to her story. No creep shit. When you respond to the story, that's almost like DMing. Right or wrong? That's almost like, but there's no pressure of you shooting your shot in the DM. Respond to the story. All right? So now you respond to the story. All right? You respond to the story. And now you know what you're doing when you respond to the story? Dialogue. Y'all talking. All right. And don't respond closed ended to the story. Don't respond nice and think that she's going to respond to you. Respond like, I'll give you a prime example. There was a girl I liked. I slid in her DMs a while back. Right. And I responded to her story because she was playing. I'm going to tell you exactly what she was playing. She was playing this. Let me tell you exactly what she was playing. Right. And I love the song. Hold up. She was playing this. This is what she was playing. Hold on, I'm about to play it. Give me 1 second. If you're listening to the podcast, bear with me for a moment. I was playing, she was playing this on her story. And, you know, immediately I like music. Find something you have in common with the girl. She was playing this.
Jesus to the crack shooter. Niggas can't fade me in chrome stacks. Beaming through my peripheral.
Stop treating them leading bodies. So I'm leaning on any nigga intervening with the sound of my money machining. I cup runneth over with hundreds. Nigga, so what I did was, when she was playing that, I responded with the lyrics. I'm making short-term goals when the weather folds. Yes, put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Nigga, yes. Yes. You put her on. Come on. You respond with lyrics. And you know what she's going to respond with? Hey. And you know what you're going to say? Yo, that's one of my favorite joints of all. Now you got something. Now you're rolling. Now you're rolling. You got dialogue out of her. She's probably going to follow you after that. Or if she doesn't follow you, she's going to look at your page. And you don't make your move right then. All right? I didn't make my move right down. Here's step three. All right? Step three was, a week later, she was playing this. Wasn't for me, niggas would be dying. So I hate when a nigga sit back admiring yours. Young blood, you better get that. Narayan, and don't listen to those rappers, yo. They dying to flip. Nigga, I played that for her. She played that in her DM. So now I'm responding to the story again. But this time, my response is a little different. This time, my response was, yo. So you a Jay-Z fan, huh? And she said, Die Hard. I said, really? Cool. Now I waited another week, and I made her a playlist with all my favorite Jay-Z joints. See, fellas, when you slide in the DM, you got to be coming with something. You don't just slide in the DM saying, damn, ma, I think you cute. You got to slide in the DM. You got to come with something. I came with a playlist with all of my favorite Jay-Z joints, but not commercial Jay-Z joints. I'm talking Jay-Z joints that's not the non-single Jay-Z joints. You know what I'm saying? Any girl that know this. And I ask her, what's the difference between a 4.0 and a 4.6? She tells you, like 30 or 40 grand, cocksucker, beat it. Now it's time to go to work, fellas. Now it's time to slide in the direct message. And you say, you come with the playlist and you say, hey, look, I'm not even going to lie. You know, I've been flirting with you for the past couple weeks. My name's Clint. I think you fine. I would love to know if I could take you out sometime. And that's how you do it. That is DM Mackin, ladies and gentlemen, from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'm joking. Come on, man. And here's the thing. A playlist worked on her. That doesn't work for everybody. I just took a stab at it. But playlists don't always work. But that's how I got her attention. You know, now granted, we not talking no more. I mean, we still cool, but we don't, you know. But I had fun sliding her DM doing that. But the problem, patience, that's a thousand words. That is the moral of the day when it comes to Mackin in the DMs. Your patience is key, fellas. Play the long game. Don't play the short game. The short game is only going to get you so many places. You got to play the long game. You got to play the game that you know she's going to be here for a little bit, all right? Now, that's all you got to do. Because now you came correct. And you know what? She may not respond to your DM. She may not like your DM. She may not think your DM was thoughtful. She may not think your DM is good. But hey, bro, you tried. All right? You tried. And you did it the right way. You did it with respect. you can definitely hold your head up high after something like that. And don't feel like it was a waste of your time, fellas, because you liked her. You liked what you saw. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. This drink is heavy. But ladies and gentlemen, that is my mackin' for the day. That is how you mac. All right? That is how you mac. When you're when you're macking somebody via face, please remember what I taught you. Have good hygiene. Make sure you include the friend if she has a friend. All right. Make sure you include the friend if she has a friend. And also, make sure you're being respectful. All these things are easy things, fellas. I'm not telling you something that I've never done before. The reason why I can talk about macking, because I've been macking. You niggas talk about y'all been macking and hanging since you was kids. You haven't. You haven't really been macking. Now I'm telling you now how to do it. I guarantee you'll see different results in your pimping, as you call it. You know? That's it. Simple as that. Simple as that. You got a Mac. Write a book, Clint. That's a great idea. Maybe I should write a book on how to Mac. Books on how to Mac. How to be a Mac. That's it. Simple as that. Normally I would do an Ask Clint today. But I've been, you know what? Lately, I've been getting a lot of long-ass Clints. The last ass Clint, and I'm looking on my computer right now. This is maybe like 3 pages long. But the gist of it was basically this guy, he's writing into me asking me, does he think his girlfriend is still attracted to him? Because... you know, she's been turning him down for sex often. And I'm going to be honest. Let me tell y'all a story about me and my girl turning me down for sex. I never forget my ex-girlfriend at the time. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I sent her a dick pic. And my ex-girlfriend, or she was my girlfriend at the time, she was like, ew, why would you send me this? I sent an unsolicited dick pic to my girlfriend. That was the day I realized that I no longer have a girlfriend. That was the day I realized I don't have a girlfriend no more. Because if you're telling me I can't send my lady an unsolicited dick pic, what the fuck are we in a relationship for? So I ain't even need to do all that. I was like, oh, our relationship, this is done. Rod, you know who it is. Yes, our relationship was kaput. After that, I was like, oh, no, this is it. You know? She's like, you sexually crossed the line. Nigga, this bitch, this is my dick. This is your dick. I thought it was your dick. It's not? Cool. No problem. So anyway, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of the podcast. If you are still watching me on live, I'm about to go live with my boy Davon. He want to play R&B music with me. We could do that. I'm staying on live. So if you're on live, please keep watching. If you're not live or if you're listening to this, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for laughing. This episode to me is one of my favorite episodes just because I love macking. And I think that there are ways that you can mac. There's ways you can still mac today, you know, and I think that macking is a lost art, and we need to get back to doing it, because low key, fellas, women miss the macking. All right, women miss it. They love it and they fucking miss it, and we bringing it back. Bring back macking in 2020. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. Oh, don't forget, man. Don't forget. Don't forget. What's up, CJ? Don't forget. We're dropping the episode. The first episode of Side by Side is coming out Wednesday, April 15th. We're dropping it on Wednesday. Click the link in the details, man. You'll be able to watch it. Also, don't forget, man, if y'all want to donate to the show, because, man, they put a lot of their time and effort and basically their talent into it. If you want to donate to the show, all right, it's hashtag Side by Side Show, all right? Hashtag Side by Side Show. Donate whatever you can. It don't just go to me. Go to myself. It go to Tony. It go to Jasmine. We all work really hard on this. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. I'm out. You want to keep it?
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.